Unit 9. Gender differences.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the story and rearrange the sentences in chronological order. Three guys are out having a relaxing day fishing. Out of the blue, they catch a mermaid who begs to be set free in return for granting each of them a wish. Now, one of the guys just doesn't believe it and says, "Okay, if you can really grant wishes, then double my IQ." The mermaid says, "Done." Suddenly, the guy starts to recite flawless Shakespeare, followed by a short pause and an extremely insightful analysis of it. The second guy is so amazed that he says to the mermaid, "Hey, triple my IQ." The mermaid says, "Done." The guy begins pouring out all the mathematical solutions to problems that have puzzled scientists of varying fields: physics, chemistry, and astronomy. The last guy is so interested in the changes in his friends that he says to the mermaid, "Quintuple my IQ." The mermaid looks at him and says, "You know, I normally don't try to change people's minds when they make a wish, but I really wish you'd reconsider." The guy says, "No, I want you to increase my IQ 5 times, and if you don't do it, I won't set you free." "Please," says the mermaid, "you don't know what you're asking. It'll change your entire view of the universe. Won't you ask for something else? $1,000,000, anything." But no matter what the mermaid says, the guy insists on having his IQ increased by 5 times its usual power. So the mermaid sighs and says, "Done," and he becomes a woman.
Exercise 3.
Directions. Listen to the story again and work in groups to answer the questions or complete the sentences given.
1. What changes do they undergo? 2. What is the implication of the ending of the story? 3. What do you think of the implication? Explain your answer. Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the interview and fill in the following table with the information you get from the tape. Do you think that women are naturally better at certain things than men?
Well, it seems to me women are much better at dealing with more than one thing at a time. I don't know whether this has to do with the difference in their brain, or whether it's just how they have to cope more often with more than one thing. For example, it is usually women who work, have babies, look after the babies, and take the main responsibility for looking after the home. And maybe it's practicing all that that makes women better able to do more than one thing at a time. Men, it seems to me, can only concentrate on one thing at a time, including boring domestic things like washing the dishes. If a friend of mine, who's a man, washes the dishes, he'll find it quite difficult to conduct a conversation at the same time. Whereas if I'm doing the dishes, I'm always talking to someone, probably cooking something as well, and finding that not too stressful.
Do you think women are more interested in personal relationships than men?
Generally, yes. Though again, I don't know if this is because from an early age they're taught to please other people, whereas men are taught to please themselves. I think relationships are more central to most women's lives. For example, I think men don't have very good conversations with each other, whereas women do. If you listen to women talking, often they'll be having, after a relatively short time of knowing each other, fairly personal and truthful conversations. Whereas men have conversations not about what I'd call real things. They'll talk about their work in a very superficial way, or their interests in a very superficial way, for example. And football is just a sort of way for men to relate to each other without actually saying anything important, it seems to me. Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the interview again and discuss the questions in pairs. According to the woman, how do men talk about their work and interests? Do you agree with her?